We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Lamed Amud Aleph. We said in the Mishnah that one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's institutions were to prohibit eating from the new grains the first day of Chol HaMoed. Yom Henef, the first day of Chol HaMoed, Pesach, Kulo Asur, the whole day is Asur to eat the new grains. So the Gemara asked why. The Gemara said, we're concerned that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt the night before. And then people won't realize that they have to wait. So he said, don't eat that whole day. In case that night the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, people will have waited that day. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitat Rabbi Yehuda Amara. So he says that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was going in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that bizman hazeh, all day is asur. D'amar ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad itzumo shel yom. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to wait until the essence of the day, which is another way of saying, let's see now, v'kasavar ad v'ad bichlal. So Rav Yehuda holds the till the essence of the day, including the essence of the day, which is including the whole time that the sun is out. So the whole day is a soup. So the ad atzmo shel yom, till the essence of that day. V'kasavar ad v'ad bichlal. Umi savar lakavatei, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan instituted that after the Churban Habayis, you don't eat from the new grains all day. Why? Because he held like Rabbi Yehuda. Really? V'amiflek paligale. We find that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan. It says in the Mishnah, Mishacharav bit amidash, itkinam Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyom henef kulo asu. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made this institution. And in the Mishnah in Sukkah, or in Menachos, you have a response. Amar v'yuda v'lo min ha-Torah hu asur, d'chtiv ad etzem hayom hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda counters. He says, what do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's institution? It's midoraisa asur all day. Now, says Rashi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda garsinan, v'lo garsinan amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Sharei lo ra'ahu miyamar. Rabbi Yehuda never saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Yoshua, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How did he know Rabbi Yehuda never saw him? Okay. Let's say, did Rabbi Akiva see him? Okay. אבל תמע בדורו על תקנת רבי יוחנן בן זכאי ואמר מה החידוש חידש רבי יוחנן בן זכאי ולא מן התורה עשו. Rabbi Yehuda simply said, hey, wait a second, what's the big chiddush here? It's also min ha-Torah. Back to the Gemara. Hatam, Rabbi Yehuda dekatai. I hu savar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midrabanan kamar, velo midoraita kamar. The Gemara says, okay, so we'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda didn't get it right. He thought it was a takana midrabanan, and really, it's not true. Really, it's the Raisa the way we say. Ask the Gemara of Aitkin, Tani. The Mishnah does use the term Itkin. Certainly sounds like it's a Durabonon. He instituted it. Answers the Gemara, Darash Vitkin. Says Rashi, Darash Lemamikha Vitkin Shiyinagu Isu. The Fish Adachshav Ayaitel Badavam Shikrava Omer Shomer Matir. So the Gemara stands its ground that no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught them. But it means itkin he instituted they should behave that way. So that needs a little bit of work, what Rashi's saying, itkin sheyinhagu isu. Meaning, seems to be that there were two stages. First of all, he explained it's asur, and then he instituted they should behave that way. Yeah?
We said before that you had to wait till the middle of the day because that's when Chazal would, as in the Kohanim, would bring the Omer, right?
Again?
And you said that the reason why you wait until Chatzot before you can eat the new grain is because until Chatzot they would bring the Omer. But after that they weren't so lazy.
They would never delay beyond midday. Yes.
Isn't that the reason why? Didn't we say that's why? I don't know. I remember the context.
Yeah, it's two different pshatim. Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak is giving us a different answer. Mm-hmm. Meaning, the first explanation is it's a takana because the Beis Meish will be rebuilt. Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak gives a different answer. It's not a takana, but rather it's midoraisa. Yes.
So, right, but they only waited until half the day. No, or is that just with one?
No, sheheyum henefkudo asu. The Mishnah says they the whole day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted the whole day would be asu.
No, but that which we said that historically they would only wait until half the day.
When the Beis Meish was built.
Right.
Now, the question is, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai do when the Beis Meish was destroyed?
Saying that to write that when it's built, you don't have to wait all day. But
no. For sure, midoraita, you only have to wait till the Kohanim bring the Omer. Which they would do by midday ordinarily. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, yeah. Mishnah, Brishna, Yom Kablin Dut Chodesh, Kol Hayom. Originally, they would accept testimony, witnesses coming to testify, they saw the new moon, they'd accept them in court all day long. One time, the witnesses were lazy. They got delayed from coming. And the Levim came in the afternoon, the Korban Mincha. They sang a weekday song. They didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh. Itkinu. So the rabbis instituted Shloyum Kablin Elada Mincha. That we only accept witnesses till Mincha time. Then the office is closed. After Mincha, too late. Let's say the witnesses show up and they find the door closed. So they go to the store owner, they go to the basement, and they say, hey, wait a second, buddies. We got testimony. Today's Rosh Chodesh. No, too late. So we keep both days Rosh Hashanah. If it's on Rosh Hashanah, so we keep both days as the holiday. Even though technically after Mincha, you know that today is not going to be Rosh Chodesh. Because the witnesses didn't come, you ain't going to accept them anymore. Doesn't matter, keep both days Rosh Hashanah. Mishachav Bet HaMikdash, but after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Shekinom Nochna Ben Zakkai, Shum Kablin Edut HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Rav Nochna Ben Zakkai said, we do accept witnesses all day. Says Rashi, Nagin oto ayom kodesh b'rosh hashanah kai d'mishcha shecha lele 29 nagu bo kodesh. Because how'd they do Rosh Hashanah? Comes the night after the 29th. So you don't know, is this month, this lunar month going to have 30 days? Or is the month over and this is the first day of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah? What do you do? Says Rashi, starting from night, we refrain from doing work. It's Rosh Hashanah. Shema yavo edim achar. Maybe witnesses will walk in tomorrow. Vekachu betin, and then the courts will say, "It's that's it, today's Rosh Hashanah." Venimtza shalayla ze lel yuteta hu lel yom tavu. And then it'll turn out that tonight was Rosh Hashanah. V'chen l'machar kol hayom ad mincha. You do the same thing all day, you keep yom tiv. All day, you're waiting. Maybe witnesses will come.
Which one is are you doing?
Good question. If witnesses show up before Mincha, so okay, we sanctify the new month. And then you know you did right. But if the witnesses only make it in after Mincha, even though the courts won't accept them anymore, and then today will turn out to have been the 30th of Elul, the Kachu Lemachar, and then the courts will really declare that tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, we finish off the day as a Yom Tiv, and it's prohibited from doing work. Because if you let people do Malacha, what's going to happen? Next year they'll say, I remember last year, all day we didn't do Malacha, and then by Mincha time, the rabbi said, no, you guys have an hour and a half to do your cooking and cleaning. Tonight's going to be Rosh Hashanah. I'm not doing this funny thing anymore. Tonight I'm doing Malacha. I'm not going to fall for it again. So the rabbi said, okay, we know our customers. We say all day Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't change. Because otherwise people will say, last year we refrained from doing Malacha for nothing. And then came Mincha time. The rabbi said, no Yom Tiv. Till now we thought it was Yom Tiv. Now we realize it was a mistake. So if people can't handle that. So the rabbi said, no can do.